A Prayer to Offer Up in the Morning, written by Rebecca Barlow Jordan and read by Kelly Givens. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Lamentations 3:22-23. Before busy lifestyles try to steal our time and energy, we can spend a few moments with God every day. If He offers us new mercies and compassions with each sunrise, then in an attitude of gratitude and worship, we can offer our lives to Him in prayer every morning. To help you begin your day with joy and purpose, here is a morning offering prayer you can pray to God. Lord, I'm coming to you with my personal morning offering prayer. I worship you today and want to give you praise for another day of life. As I begin to think about your amazing grace and for all you have done on my behalf, I'm overwhelmed with joy. Your love draws me into your sweet presence the moment my eyes open. Even when sleepiness tries to pull me back under the covers, your tug on my heart awakens me to start the day right with you. This morning, I offer back to you this day and my life as a gift of gratitude. You deserve the best, and I want to give you all that I have and am in a fresh new way. Write on my heart the lessons you want to teach me today. Fill my mouth with your words and thoughts, not mine. I long to live this day for you, with my affections set on things above, not focusing on worries here on earth. You gave your life for me, an offering of death to pay the penalty of my sin. In return, I long to make your heart happy by offering my life as a living sacrifice to you. Some days I feel like I have so little to offer, yet you know my heart. You created me, and you love me just as I am. You require nothing from me but faith, because your love is a gift with no strings attached. I can't earn it, and I can't buy it. But Lord, out of a deep love for you, I desire to live for you today in such a way to encourage others. I want to bless you as well as those who cross my path. If I give to others with mercy and compassion, you've said it's the same as giving to you. So accept my morning offering prayer today, Lord. May my life be a sweet fragrance to you as I seek to follow you, to love you with all my heart, soul, and mind, and to love others as myself. Use my mouth, my mind, my hands, and my feet, all of me, as instruments of your peace. May I be a light in the darkness for others, or simply a pitcher of kindness poured out for you. Here is my life. Here are my talents. My gifts are yours to do with as you please. Order my steps today. Guard my thoughts and bathe my actions with thoughtfulness and goodness so others can see your reflection in me. I trust you. I wait for you. And I listen for your voice. Your strength is all I need. With eagerness, I begin this day and offer my life to live for you any way you want. In Jesus' name, amen.
Do you ever hear sayings make their way through the culture and the church that seem nice in theory, but are actually theologically problematic? My name is Shara Donahue, and I'm the host of The Bible Never Said That, a podcast where we examine these popular sayings under the lens of biblical truth. We cover sayings like, God won't give you more than you can handle, time heals all wounds, and follow your heart. We also spend time exploring how people use Bible verses out of context. If you want to grow in discernment and truth, join us and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.